You're listening to an Anazal Ministries podcast.
All right, we're back for our Captivate subscribers. One last question. What if the way Steve Rogers came to Arda was through the cube? Thus, Red Skull also would have came with him. So Iluvatar isn't even necessarily involved. They just touched the space stone and were transported to Arda together. How does this play out? I think we should start with Red Skull. I think that's really the game changer here.
Oh yeah.
What are you thinking? First thoughts.
I think it just adds another layer of complexity to what people in Middle Earth have to deal with. You know, we learn later as Tolkien kind of retconned Smaug and his defeat as like Gandalf being tactical, basically saying like, oh, Sauron's going to recruit this dude if we don't do something about it. And that's part of it. And I think that would just be like I think Red Skull would just be, I think he would immediately get in with the right people, start interacting with Sauron, be doing that. And of course, probably with the intent to get the One Ring and overthrow him.
Yeah, so we mentioned in the regular episode, Red Skull has the same thing Captain America. He's got prime intellect, knows war tactics backwards, forwards. He also, much like Hitler, has an obsession with like religious artifacts and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
He's definitely going to go for the ring.
Yeah.
But here's how I think he does it. Just knowing Red Skull way more than I probably should. I think he's going to try to team up with Saruman. I think he's going to see Saruman as the weak link, someone who has armies at his control that he more or less could, oh, I'm going to help you, and then kind of backstab to take over those armies or manipulate. I think he's going to use Saruman's armies, maybe even completely negate the battle at Helm's Deep, because who cares about that when this ring is out there? Like, I think he's able to see that's not the fight. We don't care about this. He's seeing the ring as this is the whole crux of everything. And Steve Rogers being here, Steve also knows Red Skull really well and knows that he's going to be going for the ring. So I think that all of the battles that we see in Middle Earth completely change. And now they're all happening wherever Sam and Frodo are, because Red Skull's involved and you're not going to get around that.
So do you think that, like, you know, because it would be a thing, like, do you think that they would then say, okay, Minas Tirith has to deal with, deal with Sauron's forces, but we have to intercept, you know, Red Skull's new forces to stop him from trying to, because who do you think that, so I guess just be if you believed that Red Skull would be successful, because what if they
that's the thing,
and let them kill each other and see what
happens. Yeah, you could just let's just wait, let's see what happens here. Because Saruman also is not gonna just let Red Skull take the ring.
Yeah,
I think you end up having where Red Skull teams up with him for a while. You end up getting the Red Skull versus Saruman fight. What I think is interesting, I think in that fight, Red Skull is not going to turn on him until he thinks he has the power to.
Yeah.
And because, again, he's very magic, religious artifact kind of thing. I think he's probably going to try to take Saruman's staff.
And okay.
I think he's going to make his own attempt at magic or witchcraft, you know, one of the two, to go after Saruman. But being a novice, I think his only way to succeed is if he's able to surprise Saruman.
Yeah. Well, later on, because the scouring of the Shire, you know, for people who've just seen the movies, if this is in the extended one, Grima Wormtongue stabs Saruman in the back and he falls off a tower. But in the books, at the end, he basically tries to take over the Shire, and Frodo and the Hobbits, you know, defeat all his henchmen, and they basically get him cornered and he's weakened. And Grima Wormtongue slits his throat. And so I wonder if that same scenario could happen with, because, you know, Grima Wormtongue was like a trusted advisor or a pet, you know, this servant. And if Red Skull could get in with Grima.
You know, actually, what I could see happening is Red Skull, in order to earn Saruman's trust, proves that Wormtongue is trying to backstab him. Like, that's like how he gets in. He proves that, and then that's kind of how he gets in the inner circle. And then he ends up playing the same role as Wormtongue, where he ends up being the one that kills Saruman, whether stab him in the back, slit his throat, whatever. The difference being Saruman as head after killing, Red Skull after being the head after killing Saruman is way scarier than Wormtongue.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's actually a little bit terrifying. And there's even the chance that Red Skull might even let everything play out as far as the other stuff, knowing that, hey, Saruman's been studying to make the One Ring. He knows how to do this. Let's let them destroy that one, and I'll just make a new one later.
Okay, okay.
So he might play the long game, you know, kill Saruman and the Shire, have the armies with him, and then decide, okay, well, hey, now that I'm ruling everything, I'm just going to make another ring.
Did you ever play the Shadow of Mordor games or the Shadow of War?
A little bit, but I never finished them.
So Celebrimbor, who is the one who in Rings of Power, you know who he is. He's the dude who eventually helps Sauron make the One Ring on accident, basically. And in the games, which isn't canon, but they basically say that Celebrimbor makes his own ring and is able to basically defy Sauron. And so, anyway, that's your whole thing, is that you do that.
Yeah, Red Skull does that.
Okay, I like it. I like it.
We have a whole new video game series. The last fight is Steve Rogers with Gandalf's wand.
Did you need a systematic geekology what if game? Because you could just do so many updates and it would just be eternal.
Yeah. I'm just imagining Steve Rogers the white.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is funny because we already established that couldn't happen because he needs the Maya blood, whatever. But man, that's just a funny scene. Red Skull with the ring and trying to take on Steve Rogers with the staff of Gandalf. Why not? And also Durin the Deathless is there.
Exactly.
Because, sure. Throw it all in. Nice. Well, hey, thank you for doing this with me. And thank you, followers on Captivate, for, your money, for supporting the show, and for listening to us ramble a little bit longer on what if Red Skull was also involved. All right. And remember, we're all a chosen people, a geekdom of priests.
This was an Anna's Isle Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Isle Ministries podcast network.